Well, the emergency response to yesterday's devastating tornado in Hempfield Township continues this afternoon. Dan Stevens is the Deputy Public Safety Director in Westmoreland County. He joins us live here on the KDKA Afternoon News.
Welcome back, Dan. We understand you were with the National Weather Service team that's now rated the strength of the tornado. So tell us what they told you about the strength of that twister.
Well, the tornado is classified as an F2 tornado, and it has a sustained speed of about 120 mile an hour. So it was a pretty severe storm that came through in March for Westmoreland County yesterday.
Tell us, now that you've had a day to survey what took place in Westmoreland County, Dan, if you could encapsulate it all into a general sense of it, what are you walking away with?
Well, we have best for recovery mechanism, but you look at this as a situation where no one was hurt, no one was fatally injured. People in Westmoreland County have listened and understood and have responded to weather warnings and information provided by not only the National Weather Service but other agencies that teach and educate people on how to deal with severe weather.
And how many structures now were damaged or destroyed? What is your count now?
Well, still we're going with the preliminary figures we had given out earlier. 90 of the houses have been affected, and 30 of the 90 have been destroyed. I anticipate that number will grow because we have another full day tomorrow of damage assessment that we have to do.
What is the biggest challenge right now for you and the people you're working with, Dan?
Well, I work directly with the National Weather Service today, but with everybody else that's out there, I think the biggest challenge that we're concerned about is making sure that the people in the affected areas are not taken advantage of by people that are not qualified and respected contractors, cleanup crews, repair crews. We want to make sure people do a little investigation before they sign any contracts with any of these people that are out there trying to make some money on their losses.
Dan, it was amazing after seeing the destruction that there were no fatalities, only several injuries. What do you think kept those numbers, the injury numbers, so low?
Well, I coined this phrase earlier this morning as the March miracle, and it's just everybody with their public awareness again, learning what to do. Hempfield Township School District just 2 weeks ago had an emergency tornado evacuation drill at the school. A lot of people get upset when we have these drills and have these exercises. Why do you do it? Well, we do it for days like yesterday.
Dan, I want to just ask a nuts and bolts question, if I can. With the number of structures that are damaged, what role does the county have in picking up the pieces? Are you going to be helping homeowners clear away debris, or is the county only going to be concerned with the county property? I mean, how does that work?
Well, what we actually do is we work with the local municipalities, Hempfield Township, Swickley Township, to guide them in the right direction. All emergencies are local. Everything starts at the local level with the local community and builds itself up from there. We're the conduit between the local municipality and the state and federal support that might be available. What we're finding as we're doing a damage assessment is that almost all of the properties that we've looked at so far are covered by insurance. So these structures, these homes, these lives are going to be rebuilt by the insurance companies.
Dan, we know you're a very busy man. Thank you for taking time to talk with us today. We appreciate it.
Sure, anytime. Thank you.
That is Dan Stevens, Westmoreland County Deputy Public Safety Director, live on the KDKA Afternoon News.
310 at News Radio, 1020 KDKA.
I need that bus service to get to work.
Elderly people like me just can't afford a cab every time I have to see my doctor.
Thousands of Allegheny County residents are already suffering from massive cutbacks in our bus and rail service. And thousands more are threatened by new cutbacks. On Friday, March 25th, Allegheny County Port Authority members Eddie Ellis, Charles Martoni, and Joan Ellenbogen will decide whether they will do the right thing and restore those cuts or whether thousands more of us will continue to be left out in the cold, waiting for buses or trains that just don't show up. And let's also ask Port Authority members Guy Mottola and John Brooks to do the right thing, because restoring those bus and rail cuts are critical to the lives of thousands of Allegheny County working families. Time purchased. Stop the Cuts Coalition.
I'm a nurse and I work late hours. With these cutbacks in service, I've no way to get home.
Experience the wonder of Arabian Nights with your Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra as the centuries-old tale comes to life in Rimsky-Korsakov's famous work, Scheherazade. Don't miss this BNY Mellon Grand Classics March 25th and 27th at Heinz Hall. 412-392-4900 or pittsburghsymphony.org.